Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest has been on the program many times, and he is a, they had a baby 3 months ago.
How about that?
So I'd say the man deserves a drink, and that's why he's headed to the Ocean Drive.
Yes.
For this event, as a guest bartender, please welcome Mr. Jason Kelsey to the show.
Hey.
Jason, good morning, sir.
Yes, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Absolutely. Well, listen, I know that you've got a new three-month-old in the family, so a late congratulations to you. How's that going so far?
It's going great. Finally getting some sleep. She's doing good on that end now, and being down at the beach has definitely been a lot of fun with the kids, for sure.
Have you been down there for a while? Because, you know, there's a video that surfaced last week of you. Well, somebody else was shotgunning a beer, and you were racing them with a tall boy of your own. And I was like, wait a second. Is that Travis Kelsey right behind you? And as it turns out, it was. So have you been down there for a while? Are you down there all summer?
Yeah, we've been down here really since the Eagles offseason program ended. And then we'll come back to Philly right before the 4th of July and get ready for training camp gearing up on July 26th. But all in all, we'll be down here for about a month. So,
okay.
Yeah, we've been having fun.
Nice. And kids at the beach, I mean, you got to love taking them out there.
Oh, man, nothing better.
It's adorable.
Yeah, our 20-month-old is like the mayor of Seattle.
Yeah.
It's awesome right now.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it seems like you're actually, you're kind of like the mayor wherever you go. And I don't necessarily know if, I don't think things would have been different had you guys not won a Super Bowl and you got up on stage and delivered the speech that you did. But it was pre-pandemic. You were at Brick and Brew and you arm wrestled a guy. And as it turns out, I know that guy. His name's Dave. You've got to, like, wherever you go, you've sort of got to own the place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just keep trying to be who I've always been and just hang out and, you know, try not to really be any different. You know, if anybody would have challenged me to an arm wrestle, you know, before the speech, I would have gladly obliged then, too. Although now, I must say, I'm retired from arm wrestling. I can't just... I'm giving up that career.
It's a wise move because I was watching this story. It was I forget which one of the sports channels, but it was like a world class arm wrestler goes in and gets challenged in a bar and just by a weird twist snapped the arm. You know, so the career was. I mean, and you need to use your arms for more lucrative things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure, that would be a really bad way to miss out on a year's
yes,
salary.
Exactly.
Yeah. And plus, you have to bartend tomorrow night at the Ocean Drive. So, and that's with the Eagles Autism Foundation. There's an event going on, right?
That's right. Yeah, we partnered with the Ocean Drive, one of my favorite bars of all time. I've been coming here since about 2013 and become pretty good friends with some of the guys there. And we're down here, so we figured, you know, why not do something for a good cause? So, yeah, tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m., I'll be guest bartending. Portions of the sales and tips and everything are going to go to EAF. There'll be auction, raffle. I think there'll be some like Eagles beach gear and stuff like that. If you need something for your vacation. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Nice.
I'm probably going to do some more video chugs, I would imagine.
Yeah. So you'll get to witness them in person and do a good thing. I have to say, Jason, as of late, we have a gentleman who listens to the show, is very close to the show, and his daughter, Emma, his name is Michael, and she's on the...
She has autism.
Yeah, and so the advances that have been made with this, and Michael is always posting videos, about the different things that they're finding that can serve as treatment and just get people to open up is amazing. So now more than ever, it seems like they are really on... on a streak here. So obviously funding stuff like this is of paramount importance.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Eagles autism challenge initially was just to raise awareness, but like you're saying, they're finding out more and more things to actually, help people out that are on the spectrum through medications or through different methodologies, therapies. Yeah. Now their big thing is they're pushing, putting that towards action and actually trying to, find ways to help people out.
Jason, with
it's awesome.
With all due respect to the Union, who are playing really well lately, it's been a rough month plus for Philadelphia sports fans, and sure. I'm curious. The Phillies are not doing so hot lately. The bullpen's been terrible. Sixers bowed out way too early. I'm curious as to what your perspective is regarding sports in this town when you're not playing. Do you check out? Do you pay attention to the other sports? What's your approach?
Anytime one of the teams in the playoffs with the Sixers, you're tuned in. I love watching playoff basketball. Obviously not a pretty poor series against Atlanta. They should have had that one. Could have had it in games 4 and 5 there. But, I think in Philadelphia it's kind of hard not to be glued into the sports scene. The media is all over it, the fans. That's one of the reasons it's so great to play in the city is that, the sports are so relevant across the board. And, so it's a lot of fun, yeah. And then all of a sudden I get to be just like every other know-it-all and fan and be a part of that banter. Usually I'm on the receiving end of it. Now I know, about Ben Simmons and all these guys.
Exactly.
Jason, when you're playing, when you're in the throes of everything, are you able to tune out the media or are you pretty dialed in?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, first of all, in today's age, nobody's tuning out the media altogether. Even if you delete your social media, you try and get away from it as much as possible. You're still going to hear it. You're going to hear it from your family. You're going to hear it from friends. You're going to hear it from teammates.
Right.
You just have to be a competent enough person and know that, and really find, find a way to handle it and find a way to make it so that it's not affecting you negatively.
Yeah,
because I've seen guys take it and make it positive before. I went through a year 2016 where I struggled mightily and I was, rightfully so, hearing it from the fans and everybody. Now don't get me wrong, I checked my Twitter probably a little less that year.
They're smart.
In this city, you're going to have to be accountable for what you do. Fans obviously aren't always right, but for the most part, they're getting the grand scheme of things. And if they're on your case, there's a good reason for it. And usually, don't take it personally. Just try and get better. Just try and improve.
Yeah, that's
what I try and tell guys. I think that too many guys take things so personal from the media, so personal from fans. And it's like, all these guys want is the same thing all of us want is to win. And, just got to try and keep getting better.
Yeah, when you frame it as just as being part of the job, that's part of the job. It's part of the deal. But the funny thing is, and it's an interesting phenomenon, you mentioned it earlier when you were talking about, you tune out, but there's always like that cousin or that, somebody or the neighbor goes, they said this about you. Well, thanks for bringing that to me.
I didn't need to know this.
Somebody who likes you, is in your family or your sphere. It's important that I let you know how the outside world thinks you suck this weekend.
Absolutely. No, you're hearing that for sure. Players are going to rib each other, no doubt about it. Like I said, I think, the guys that handle it the best, especially this day and age, you got to be able to handle it no matter who you are. Mm. And you're finding out, just some guys for some reason mentally struggle with that. And you got to be confident. You got to be a really self-confident individual to be able to take it and mature guy to understand what's going on and to stay on top of your game. Because the reality is, you start getting better. Everybody, it's going to go away. All you got to do is start playing well.
If you can not allow those people to affect your one and only job, which is to play the best that you absolutely can, and if you can compartmentalize, I would imagine, I used to be a professional athlete. If you can compartmentalize and say, what you say doesn't affect how I play my game, then I think you win right there, and then all you have to do is play great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that a lot of guys, I do think some of the guys that struggle with it the most are guys that have really been good their entire careers. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get put into this situation where they're in a rut, and it's for the first time in their lives, they're struggling and they haven't developed all of these characteristics of trying to overcome things, you know? You know, for me, I was told I wasn't good enough my whole life. And I feel like that almost prepared me for, you know, people telling me that I was having a bad game or whatnot. You know, for some of these first round picks and some of these guys that are so highly athletic and so really, really good, my brother being one of those, I think that some of those guys struggle early on to learn those coping mechanisms and things like that.
Good point.
Yeah. So, it's going to be great. Your brother's coming to town this year, like week four or five or something along those lines. I'm, you know, definitely going to that game. Jason, you're entering your 11th season as a Philadelphia Eagle. It seems like at the end of every season, they're talking about you retiring. I don't ever want that to happen. And I just saw on the back of the Daily News a couple of days ago that in 2023, they're bringing back or potentially bringing back the Kelly Green uniforms. Can you at least stay on until the Kelly Green comes back?
Oh, man. It has been a big, you know, goal of mine to eventually wear the Kelly Green jerseys, and it's just never worked out to this point. Unfortunately, I've always wanted to have one, and wear one out there. But if I'm playing in 2023, they might have already invented robotic knees. We'll see. Yeah, I'm just going to try and do this one, but that is a good incentive for sure.
Hey, just going back to Ben Simmons real quick, he's only 24 years old, and if there's anything that gives me hope is that I think that the kid can still mature. You know, looking back on your career or even younger players among the Eagles, and I know obviously it's a different sport with the NBA, but do you any advice to a guy who's going through it mentally and having a tough time like Simmons had, especially in the playoffs?
Man, that's tough. I'm by no means a therapist or someone who's good at evaluating you know, mental strategies and whatnot. I've definitely seen guys, you know, I think, you know, Jordan Mulata was so young when he got to the NFL and had never played football in his life. And he wasn't on the receiving end of, and he hadn't even played yet. So nobody really had any reason to bash him. But to see a really young guy like that mature, you know, Nate Herbig, a lot of guys ended up getting playing time for us last year, and to, you know, see them through, in the course of their careers, just mature as individuals, and really, you know, that confidence starts to come out, and that self confidence starts to show, and you know, they don't take everything as personally. They're out there having fun, and
right.
I think that you know, they're more comfortable, and you know, for Ben, it's tough. You know, I mean, this has been something that's been ongoing with the city and the foul shooting and all of these things for a number of years. But sometimes, you know, I still think you can overcome it. I mean, the guy's an unbelievable athlete. It's really kind of crazy, that he can't shoot free throws. I don't think I've ever seen a guy that athletic and a guy that gifted, struggle with that aspect of the game. That's usually like 7-footers who, you know, their hands are too big for the ball.
Right.
But I think, you know, with Ben, I would definitely stop checking Twitter.
And don't date Kendall Jenner again. Yeah.
But also understand that that this can be fixed. Yeah. This can absolutely be fixed. Maybe you're never going to be Steph Curry, maybe. Okay. Yeah. But that's fine. You don't need to be Steph Curry. Okay. You have some unbelievable attributes that lend themselves to the game of basketball. And if you can work on just a couple of these weaknesses so that teams can't exploit them the way they do, you're going to continue to be an all-star. You're going to be a better player than you ever been. And hopefully somebody in that building is telling him this, because I firmly believe that during times like this, you know, having somebody that believes in you is crucial. For me, I had Jeff Stoutland. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was struggling, you know, he was a guy that no matter what, he was in, you know, infusing the fact that you can do this. You know, yeah, you're undersized. You put your hands in the right place, you're going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. All right? And that was something that's very empowering for a player to hear. So, I really enjoyed, I know the docket's a bad rap for a lot of things, but the fact that he had Ben's back all season. Now, hopefully he's still going in there and telling him, you know, I'm going to continue to have your back, but you got to keep getting better and you can get better. And I believe in you. Hopefully that conversation's happening. Yeah. I wasn't so much a fan of the comments after the game where he kind of reversed on that, but it seems like he's changed back to having confidence in Ben again. But
well, if nobody in the building, that's
my biggest thing.
If nobody in the building is telling him these things, we'll send him a podcast of this interview.
yeah, with a copy of a Smash Mouth song, yeah. So he knows he's an all-star.
Yeah,
nice. Well, listen, Jason. In the meantime, enjoy your summer off. Enjoy those two kids at the beach. And we'll remind people that tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the OD in Sea Isle, Jason is going to be bartending, and the money's going to the Eagles Autism Foundation. And it's a great event.
It's a great
organization, a really cool thing. So, man, it is always great to talk to you. So enjoy your summer, sir, and hopefully we'll see you sometime soon, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, Rock guys. On. I really
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Having me on.
Anytime. Jason Kelce, guys.
Good man. He's a good man.
He's a really good man.
Kathy brought her horn.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.